Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's broadcast of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your host, Tom B. Stone. Glad to be here with you today at a special time with a loaded show. And thank you for joining me again today. But first, I invite you to call in and join the conversation and the fracas at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. You can also join me in the chat room where I'll take your questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, I'm going to clear the air for just a minute, just a little laundry. If you're easily offended or have children in the room in proximity of whatever device you're listening to me on, either shut my show off now or remove the little ears from the room and, carry on. I'll give you a second. Now that that's out of the way, full disclaimer, I'm very pissed off. And if you're anything like me and watching the news lately, you should be pissed off too. And on today's broadcast, I'm going to take Joe Biden and his administration and his cronies to task on a few things that I haven't covered, but I feel that it's important and that you know the truth and not what the media is busy selectively telling the American people. With the current administration that is occupying public office and the media being their political arm, as well as the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, whatever the fuck her name is, taking difficult questions from the press pool and then choosing not to answer them or answering them in a fashion where she just circles around them, much like circle back girl Jen Psaki, or as I like to call her, Peppermint Patty. And every three words are shut up, you unintelligent, unqualified simpleton. It makes me want to hurl listening to you speak because you're so stupid. And the American people are onto you. That's why you're getting those questions. There are people in the press pool that are giving you those questions, and you're not answering them because you just think you're all high and mighty. The only reason that you hold the position you hold is because you're a woman of color and you're a lesbian. Wow. What about qualifications? That's zero. Much like a Supreme Court justice that got her job and got confirmed because she happens to be a woman of color. What about qualifications? She can't even define what a woman is. I'm not a biologist. That was her answer. I don't know what a woman is. I'm not a biologist. Really? So it takes a biologist to define what a woman is? About fifth grade health class. I'm going to address the 800-pound gorilla in the room. And that is, I 1 week ago, I did report on this show that there was a missile launch, supposed missile launch by Israel that hit a Palestinian hospital, killing 500 people, 500 plus people. And I'm going to, if you haven't heard already, I'm going to tell you that those things that were reported in the mainstream media were not true. Matter of fact, they were 100% false. And that information was given to the media by terrorists. Known terrorists who basically everything out of their mouth is a lie. And they bought it. I'm going to take the New York Times to task because what they did made me absolutely sick. The New York Times reported that Israel launched missiles towards a Palestine hospital, destroying it and killing over 500 people. News, of course, coming from terrorists with an insatiable thirst for human depravity, quite frankly, and should be eradicated from the face of the earth. But I digress. They knew full well these reports were not true. In fact, they had audio confirmation that they weren't. And not to mention the fact that when Hamas launched the missiles, by the way, that one of them misfired and landed in a parking lot. Not destroying the hospital, not killing 500 people, maybe 12 or 15 that happened to be in that vicinity. But that's a far cry from 500. They even went as far as to use an old photo that wasn't that hospital that they reported was destroyed by Israel by launched missiles. They knew all this stuff, and they still published a story for everybody to read and everybody to see on the news. And other news stations, the mainstream media reported it as well. You should be ashamed of yourselves. When you know things that you are reporting false and you still do it, isn't this the same thing you're accusing Donald Trump of doing? Like, he knows that the election was not stolen, and he keeps telling the people that it was, and that he was the true winner. And what are you doing to him? What are you doing to him? You're just making shit up at this point. And just honestly, it is, if you are not pissed off, then you're not paying attention. And you should be pissed off because all of our lives are at stake. The integrity of this country is at stake. The protection of this country is at stake. Instead, there's video footage that gets out on YouTube of these vile animals targeting soldiers, you ask? Nah. Instead, they're slicing the heads off infants, setting them on fire, using Palestinian citizens as human shields, raping and torturing women, shooting the men in the head, gunning down elderly women waiting for a bus, even to go as far as to cut the belly open of a dead pregnant woman after she's been raped, cutting the cord, removing the fetus, and then setting it on fire. Who supports stuff like that? But all these idiots that are holding signs in the street, they're calling them freedom fighters. The Democratic Party is calling them freedom fighters. Freedom fighters? Really? Are you people insane? What I'm most disgusted about is that are these terroristic sympathizers we have as representatives of this country who are voicing basically their support for this. In fact, AOC, the village idiot, the former bartender who has zero brains in her head, wants the United States to let Palestinian refugees in here. We can't even take care of our own, let alone all the unvetted, mostly criminal migrants that are coming across our open border and being shipped out by bus or plane, all on our tax dollar, given state assistance, food stamps, cell phones, jobs, medical insurance, and even the ability to vote. And don't think for one minute that the Hamas terrorists are already crossing the open border and planning an attack on U.S. soil. Now, I'm not hoping for that to happen, to say, I told you so. Don't get it twisted. I'm definitely not hoping that. But it's coming. And we need to pay attention. Be aware of our surroundings. We as American citizens should not be on such high alert and always looking over our shoulder. Look out for each other, but not looking over our shoulder everywhere we walk. Some of the protesters in the streets, transgender, or gay, or bisexual, what have you, are holding up signs saying, transgenders support Hamas. Really? That's what you do? Gays for Palestine? Really? Well, let me enlighten you, Einstein. You need to pay attention. It's you that needs to be paying attention to what Hamas actually does to people that they find out are gay in their country. They will take you to the highest room of the tallest tower and introduce you to the ground really fast. Oh, and by the way, your hands and legs will be bound behind you as you free fall and become road lasagna. But you're so indoctrinated and not have one brain in your head to, God forbid, think for yourself, turn on the TV and find out the truth. Or pick up an actual newspaper that reports the truth and find out the facts. There's protesters in the street that are holding up signs supporting the terrorists, calling them freedom fighters, and even going so far as to organize a storming of the Capitol last week after a gaslighting, violent speech by the village idiot in training, anti-Semite Rashida Tlaib, who, by the way, when she got voted in, she was like, "Oh, thank you very much, and we're going to impeach the motherfucker." Should have been kicked out right there. Because there is nothing impeachable that Donald Trump did. But God forbid you support Donald Trump. You're an insurrectionist. You're a racist. You're a fascist. You're this, you're that. Well, I'm here to tell you I'm giving a big fuck you to the Democrats. That's right, I said it. And I don't care. Because how dare you tell me what I am? I gotta tell you what you are. You're the terrorists. You're the insurrectionists. You're the scumbags that are occupying public office, and your shitty attitude and your shitty description of the people that put you there. You're paid to be the voice of the people, not to do what you damn well please. You disgust me. And if this doesn't disgust you, then you're not paying attention. And you need to pay more attention. Oh, Joe Biden gets his stupid mug on TV and goes, oh, well, we found out that those missiles weren't launched by you guys. They were launched by the other team. The other team? The other team. I quote that. The other team. What fucking team are you talking about? I'd like to know that, Joe! Please explain it to me! What team are you talking about? They're terrorists! They're rape women and cut their heads off babies! This ain't the fucking Super Bowl! I want to know who gave you the goddamn microphone! That's what I want to know! But you people are too concentrated on Donald fucking Trump. Well, too bad. Get your heads out of your asses and do more to protect this country. We can't even protect our own. And you want more people to come across the border. And we know why. Because you want to stay in power. That's what you want. Because you're power-hungry Marxists that hate America. And you want to turn it upside down, much like you have for the last 3 years. Well, we the people are sick of it. We're sick of it. And I've about had it. And too bad if you don't like it. I've about had it. And you should have about had it too. What are we doing instead? We're denouncing. There are some that are denouncing the retaliation by Israel. Well, what the fuck did you want them to do? Idiot. You're denouncing the retaliation by Israel and taking Palestine side, taking the side of the terrorists. Real good. Awesome. Instead, you're sending billions of more of our tax dollars over to the Ukraine and over to Israel for, and over to Palestine for humanitarian aid. You really think that the terrorists that govern Palestine are going to just dish out the money to the citizens? Are you fucking stupid? Have you lost your mind? And what's worse is that we don't have a choice to say, no, that's not where our money is going. They're going to do whatever they damn well please, regardless of what we think, regardless of what we say. And you know what? I don't give a goddamn. Joe Biden was installed in office. He has no brains in his head. He's cognitively declined. He's just a suit. He's just a houseplant. The election was not fair. There was no insurrection on January 6th. You know what an insurrection is? I know there's Democrats that listen to the show, so let me educate you, okay? You spent your whole life being indoctrinated. Let me educate you. An insurrection is an organized plan to take over the government. Plain and simple, look it up in the fucking dictionary. God forbid you learn to read something. Was January 6th organized? Was it? Did they have arms? Did they have weapons? No, they didn't have weapons. Would they have American flags? Some of them that said Trump? Would they have cell phones? Did they attack the government and take over with cell phones? The answer is no. So it's not an insurrection. And you know what? All those people that are in jail currently in Washington, D.C., that have been there for 3 years, have not been charged with insurrection. Even a man who was not present is currently serving 25. But Joe Biden, the archangel, apparently, can launder billions of dollars from foreign countries. Sell the Biden name. And that's perfectly okay. People have lost their goddamn minds. The election was rigged, plain and simple. And I don't care if you disagree with me. I'm here to give you the facts, not to sugarcoat it. So there you go, Democrats, listening to this show, because I know you do. I've educated you. You got more education in less than 5 minutes than you have in your whole goddamn lives. And you want to continue your degree in lesbian interpretive dance, tomorrow, then feel free to do so. The people that have infiltrated your party completely have completely taken it over. And as for the rest of you who are still considering this Democrat Party the party, this is still the Democrat Party of old, you have lost your minds. And you shouldn't even be speaking. You're so fixated on the orange man mean tweeting. Oh my God, she hurt my feelings. I need a safe space. Give me a coloring book. Craig, shut up. I'm sick of it. You people can't give me one fucking reason. Not one. Why you don't like this man? You can't give me one reason. You know what Donald Trump did for this country? Huh? Do you? Let me advocate you some war. How about no wars? How about peace in the Middle East? How about eradicated ISIS? Huh? Wipe them off the face of the earth. Was the only man that went over to North Korea by himself with no security. Close the border. Groceries were affordable. Gas was $2 a gallon. Anything else? Do I need to enlighten you? But no, you're so fixated on hating this man because the goddamn TV, the people on TV told you to. Wake up! Wake up! It's time trying to wake up or he's trying to shut up. And don't you freaking dare tell me I'm whatever because I support Donald Trump. Fuck you. I support who I want to support. Because I support anybody who has the best interest of the citizens of this country. Citizens of this country. Best intentions of the citizens of this country in the right place. Not Joe Biden. Sure as fuck ain't Hillary Clinton. And let's get one thing straight. It ain't Ron DeSantis, and it ain't Vivek Ramaswamy or whatever the hell his name is either. So let me just put that out there as well. They're lost. Get over it. Hillary Clinton spent 4 years crying and bellyaching and bitching, going on every single TV show she can get her stupid, ugly ass mug on. Donald Trump stole the election. Donald Trump had Russia interference. Donald Trump is it. Donald Trump is that. You're paying for it, Hillary. And we all know it. Every single thing you said about this man has been proven to be untrue, and everybody knows it. But you still keep shoving it down our throats. By all means, keep talking. You have revealed yourself to be the biggest morons on the face of God's green earth. So I don't want you to be taken off the air. I don't want you to be taken off social media. I don't want you to be taken off whatever platform you want to get on and keep talking, because your credibility is down the shitter. And we all know it. That's why this November, it's going to be a landslide. This November 2024, it's going to be a landslide, and you're going to lose badly. And the only way you do win is to cheat the American people again. But I got news for you. It's not going to happen. So I'm going to steal your little slogan, stronger together. You're goddamn right, because the silent majority has become the unsilent majority, and we're giving a big F you. Democrat, fascist, Marxist morons that are in charge currently. And you're going to lose your power. And you'll be all crying like bitches. And I'll throw a party. And guess what, Democrats? You're not invited. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel.